السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you had a good week. So today we will continue from Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, today our lesson will begin from ayah number 137 and it will continue on until ayah number 142. And as always, we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs and then we will move on to the tajweed analysis and take a look at some of the rules that appear within this lesson. So we'll start first reciting from ayah number 137. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, inshallah, from the beginning of the lesson.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وكذلك زين لكثير من المشركين قتل أولادهم شركاؤهم ليردوهم وليلبسوا عليهم دينهم ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون وقالوا هذه أنعام وحرث حجر لا يطعمها إلا من نشاء بزعمهم وأنعام حرمت ظهورها وأنعام لا يذكرون اسم الله وأنعام لا يذكرون اسم الله عليها افتراء عليه سيجزيهم بما كانوا يفترون وقالوا ما في بطون هذه الأنعام خالصة لذكورنا ومحرم على أزواجنا وَإِنْ يَكُمْ مَيْتَةً فَهُمْ فِيهِ شُرَكَاءَ سَيَجْزِيهِمْ وَصْفَهُمْ إِنَّهُ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ سَفَهًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سفهم بغير علم وحرموا ما رزقهم الله افتراء على الله قد ضلوا وما كانوا مهتدين وهو الذي أنشأ جنات معروشات وغير معروشات والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشا كلوا مما رزقكم الله ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 137 to ayah number 142. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our lesson. Starting from ayah number 137, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك زين لكثير من المشركين. So we're starting here with the word وَكَذَٰلِكَ. That here is going to be a two-count med. Now, as we've covered before, the makhraj of the letter dal is going to be with the tongue sticking out between the teeth. We are avoiding any sort of Z sound, any sort of buzzing sound. We are not saying وَكَذَٰلِكَ za. So here, the teeth are being involved. So we are going to make sure that we are sticking the tongue out between the teeth. Tha. And you should feel that vibration through your tongue. There should not be any sort of that Z sound. And this is going to be a two-count med esli. وَكَذَٰلِكَ زَيَّنَا. And then here, ya has a shadda. So we are going to put a little bit of pressure on the roof of the mouth with the top of the tongue. Zay. And you are going to feel the tongue is coming close to the roof of the mouth, not really pushing up against it, but it is creating a sort of pressure that is going to emphasize that there is a shadda on the ya. لِكَثِيرٍ, ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Thi, this is going to be a two-count med asli. كَثِيرٍ مِّن, this is going to be a letter of idgham with ghunna. So the letters of idgham are yarmalun, and the letters of idgham with ghunna are yanmu. So mim does appear in both. So there is going to be idgham, meaning that we are merging this noon sakin rule within the next letter, which is the letter mim. And then we are also going to make sure that it is going up into the nose, and we are kind of emphasizing that there is that sound that is in the nose. So there is ghunna, there is going to be idgham, and then also we do see that mim does have a shadda. So this is also good indication, even without looking at the next letter, that you can tell that it is going to be a letter of idgham. So we are going to merge these together and remain on this letter for a little bit inside of the nose because of the shadda here. كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْ. So don't be afraid to spend just a little bit of time on this to truly emphasize the fact that it does have ghunna, that it is going to go up into the nose. Minal, lam here has tawassut, so we are going to rest on this for a moment. Mushrikina, sheen is a letter of tafashi, so you are going to feel that sound kind of spread throughout the mouth. Mushrikina, ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Ki is going to be a two-count med. Qatla, qaf here is going to be heavy. It is part of those letters that are permanently heavy. Khussa, daghtin, gild. Qaf is one of these, so we are going to make sure that it is a heavy letter. That here is going to be light, and it is also a letter of hems, meaning that when it has a sukun, there is going to be just a little bit of air escaping throughout the teeth. Qatla. So make sure that you are giving it a little bit of air just to make sure that we're not dropping this letter or making it inaudible. So if you don't give it humps, it will sound like qatla, qatla. Now you can't really hear what that letter is. So to emphasize that it is that, give it a little bit of humps, qatla. And you are going to feel a little bit of that kind of whistle because that air is escaping throughout the teeth. أولادهم. Oh, this is going to be مدلين. This is مدن ما, 1.5. لا is going to be a two-count مد أسلي. أولادهم. ميم has توسط. So rest on this letter. Stop on it for just a moment. شركاؤهم. را in this case is going to be heavy because it has a فتحة. كا is a four-count مد. This is going to be مد واجب متصل because the مد and the همزة are within that same word. So this is a four-count مد واجب. شركاؤهم. ميم has توسط. Again, just rest on this for a moment. ليردوهم. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has a lamma. Ra is a case of tawassut as well, so make sure that you are resting on this ra. And then liurduhum, neem also has tawassut, so rest on this. And then du is going to be a two-count mad. Liurduhum. So just make sure you are resting on all of the letters of tawassut, and then all of the two count mudud should be a consistent same number of counts. وَلِيَلْبِسُ Lam has tawassut, rest on this. Su is a two count med. This is again med asli. عَلَيْهِمْ عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that you do feel a little bit of constriction, a little bit of pressure around the middle of your throat as you say this letter. عَلَيْهِمْ لَيْ is going to be مَدْلِين. Again, مَدْدَنْ مَا 1.5. Mim has tawassut. دِينَهُمْ D is a two count med. Mim has tawassut. Rest on this. Walau, this is madlin, madanma, again 1.5. Sha Allah, this is a four count med. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil, again because the med and the hamza are within that same word. So this is a four count med. And then the name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Sha Allahu. So name of Allah here will be heavy. Ma, two count med, fa'alu. Now, because I am stopping here, I am going to give this ha a little bit of humps. We are going to give it a little bit of air. And this air is going to come close to the chest because the makhraj of the letter ha is from the lower throat. Fa'alu. And you're going to hear almost like a sigh because it's coming down from the throat. We're not bringing this up from higher up, so it shouldn't be like a warm kind of exhale. It's going to be from the chest like a sigh. And make sure that you are emphasizing that it does have humps, that there is a little bit of air. Otherwise, we won't be able to hear this ha. Fa'alu. Now, you don't hear that ha, so do make sure that you emphasize it just a little bit and that you can hear that air properly at the end. فَذَرْهُمْ Ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. It also is a letter of tawassut. Mim is a letter of tawassut. Rest on this as well. وَمَا two count mad يَفْتَرُونَ Fa is a letter of humps. Allow a little bit of air to escape. Ra here is going to be heavy, and then Noon has tawassut. وَقَالُوا قَاف is a two-count med. لُو is a two-count med. هَا is a two-count med. هَذِهِ أَنْعَامٌ This is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be مَدْ صِلَى كُبْرَى And I can tell because there is that هَا ضمير at the end of هَذِهِ And then also I see a very telltale sign that there is that small wow or small ya after the letter ha. So normally when we see this, we automatically know it is going to be madsila. Now we know it's madsila kubara because very easily there is a med there on top of the ya. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, which is the letter hamza. So this confirms that it is madsila kubara. And this is going to be a four count med. Hadihi an'amun. Noon has tawassut, so we are going to rest on this letter. Ra is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be a two-count med. An'amun wa harthun. Here we have a tanween followed by the letter waw. So this is another case of idgham with ghunna. So we see that this is a letter of idgham. Yarmalun, it is a letter of ghunna. Yanmu, so we are going to merge this noon sakin within the letter waw. Harthun, ra here is going to be heavy. It also has tawassut, so rest on this for a moment. Harthun, hijrun. So this is going to be idhar. We see that there is a noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So ha is one of these letters. So that noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. Harthun, hijrun. So just make sure that noon sound also has a bit of tawassut. Rest on this for a moment and then move on to the next letter. Hijrun, jim here is going to have qalqala. It is part of Qutub Jad. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. It also has a noon sakin, and the next letter is going to be the letter lam. It does have a shadda, so I know this is going to be idgham. And because it is not part of yanmu, it is lam and ra, then we know it is not going to have ghunna, meaning that it is not going to go up into the nose. You will not pronounce that letter noon at all. Hijrulla. So just go straight from that ra into the lam sukun. Hijrulla. And this is a two count med. Yata'amuha, ta here is going to be heavy. It also has qalqala, part of Qutub Jad. Give it a little bit of that bounce. Ata'amuha, ayn from the middle of the throat. And this is going to be a four count med. This one is going to be madja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So we will still say that four count med, but it is going to be madja'iz. Illa, two count med. Man nasha, again, idgham with ghunna. nun sakin followed by the letter nun, part of yarmalun, part of yanmu. So idgham with ghunna, merge them together. Nasha'u, this is a four count med. This one is med wajib muttasil because it's found within that same word. Pull this for four counts. Biza'u mihim, ayn with tawassut. This is going to be from the middle of the throat. Mim also has tawassut, so make sure you stop on this letter for a moment. Wa an'amun. Noon also has the wasot. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is a two count med. An'amun hurrimat. This is going to be idhar. So we see there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ha, which is one of the letters of the throat. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So we are going to make sure this noon sound is said clearly. Luhuruha. La is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Hu is two count med. Ha is two count med. Wa an'amun. Noon again tawassut. Ayn two count med. An'amulla, this is going to be idgham without gunna. Just merge these two together, no sound of that noon. Yadhkurun, ra here is going to be heavy. Yadhkurun asmallahi, name of Allah here is also going to be heavy. We see that the letter before has a fatha. Alay haftira an alay, this is going to be a four count heavy mad because the letter ra is heavy because it has a fatha. And this is going to be mad wajib muttasil because it is found within the same word. This is going to be idhar. We see that there is noon sakin followed by ayn, which is one of the letters of the throat. Ha at the end is going to have humps. Sayajazihim, jim has qalqala, bima kanu yaftarun. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Waqalu, qaf is heavy. Ma fi butuni, ta is going to be heavy. Hadihil an'ami, lam has tawassut, noon has tawassut, rest on both of these. Khalisatan, kha is going to be heavy, lam is light, and swad is heavy. So make sure you are making that switch from heavy, light, heavy. Khalisa, khalisa. So kha heavy, lam light, swad heavy. Khalisatul lidhukurina, this is going to be idgham without gunna, merge them together. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Wa muharramun, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Wa muharramun ala, this is going to be idhar, noon sound is pronounced clearly, there is a letter of the throat after. Ala azwajina, four count mad, madja is munfasil. Azwajina, two count mad. Wa in yakun idgham with gunna. وَإِيَّكُمْ مَيْ, this is again إِدْغَامُ with غُنَّة. مَيْتَةً فَا, this is going to be إِخْفَى, نُون ساكن followed by the letter فَا. فَهُمْ فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ, so this is going to be a four count med. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Four count med wajib muttasil. And then we end here on a hamza. We are going to give it nabr and give it jahr, meaning that sound is abruptly going to stop as it comes out of the throat to emphasize that hamza there. Sayajazihim, jim has qalqala. Wasfahum, sad is going to be heavy. It also has safir, so a little bit of that whistle. Innahu hakimun, this is going to be idhar, there is the letter of the throat, ayn, alim. Qad, qaf is going to be heavy. Dal has qalqala. Khasira, kha is heavy. Ra is heavy. Khasira alladhina qatalu awladahum, this is a four count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil. Awladahum safahambi, this is going to be iqlab. Noon sound is switched to a meme sound because of the letter ba. Bighayri, ghain is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is light. Ilmin, ayn from the throat. Lam has tawassut. Ilmin wa, idgham with ghunna. Wa harramu, ra in this case is heavy because of the fatha. Ma razaqahumullahu, name of Allah here is heavy. The letter before has a dhamma. Uftira'an, again four count med wajib. Uftira'an ala, this is idhar. Ala Allah, name of Allah here is heavy. The letter before has fatha. Qad dallu, dad is also heavy. Wa ma kanu muhtadin, ha has hams. Wa huwa alladhi, four count med. This is going to be madja is munfasil. Wa huwa alladhi ansha'a, and then this is going to be a noon sound that has ikhfa. Jannatim ma'rushat, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Wa ghayra, ra is heavy. Ma'rushat, ra is going to be heavy. Wa nakhla, kha is going to be heavy. Wa zar'a, ra is going to be heavy. Ayn from the middle of the throat. Mukhtalifan, and then kha is going to be heavy. This is going to be idhar.
أكلوه والزيتون زي has a little bit of that buzzing sound والرمانة را in this case is heavy متشابها وغيرا غين is going to be heavy را is heavy متشابه hat here is going to have humps كلوا من ثمره را is light here in this case and this is a four count مد إذا four count مد أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده صاد here is going to be heavy ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين را in this case is light ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشة را here is going to be heavy كلوا مما رزقكم الله name of Allah here is heavy ولا تتبعوا خطوات خاء is heavy طاء is heavy خطوات الشيطان طاء is going to be heavy in this case as well إنه لكم عدو مبين this is going to be إدغام with غنة and we end here on a نون ساكن with توسط so inshallah that is our lesson for today ayah number 137 to ayah number 142 so we'll stop here and move on to the next portion of our class جزاكالله خيرًا كثيرًا inshallah I will see you all next week سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته